Hey there, history buffs! Today, we're embarking on a time-traveling expedition to answer a question that has puzzled many for centuries. Were Vikings civilized or just barbarians? This isn't your average school history lesson, so lace up your boots. And let's journey back to the era of longships and sagas to uncover the truth about the Vikings. Rewind to 793 AD. The serene island of Lindisfarne, a beacon of Christian learning, is shattered by a Viking raid that sends shockwaves through Europe. This devastating attack is often depicted as the epitome of Viking barbarism. But was this notorious incident a fair representation of these Nordic adventurers? Let's dive deeper. Sure, Vikings forged their initial reputation with ruthless raids, breathing fear with the edge of an axe. However, their legacy extends far beyond the blade. These Norse folk weren't just fierce warriors. They were also astute traders, adept settlers, and shapers of territories far from their Scandinavian homelands. Consider their trade routes, vast networks stretching across Europe to Asia, trading furs, amber, and silver in exchange for spices, silk, and other luxuries. Their settlements dotted the northern Atlantic, including the infamous colonization of Greenland and their fabled voyages to Vinland, known today as North America. Half a millennium before Columbus, the Vikings' integration into England was a force of transformation. They didn't simply raid and leave, they mingled with Anglo-Saxon culture, leaving behind a trove of Norse words embedded in the fabric of the English tongue. Have you ever found yourself window shopping or in a berserk rage, or perhaps discussing a saga? These are the echoes of Old Norse interwoven with Anglo-Saxon to create the English language of today. Turning to their social structures, Vikings were far from chaotic barbarians. They had a clear-cut hierarchy, with the royal jarls reigning supreme, the land-owning carls holding substantial clout, and at the societal bedrock, the thralls or slaves. This tiered society demonstrates Vikings' organized and structured approach to daily life, reflective of a civilized people. Now let's shatter some popular myths. Those horned helmets? A pure fabrication of Victorian imaginations, the image of unkempt wild barbarians? In stark contrast, archaeological finds suggest Vikings valued cleanliness, with combs and bathhouses as part of their routine. And their supposed bloodthirsty nature? While their ruthlessness in battle can't be denied, the Blood Eagle execution is a thing of legend and debate among historians. Viking children were cherished, education was valued, and their legacy of seafaring. And exploration was instilled from a young age. Their houses were robust and warm, built to withstand the Scandinavian chill, and their communities thrived on a balance of farming, trade, and raiding expeditions. Their societal sophistication is well illustrated in their legal system, with the Althing in Iceland being one of the earliest forms of parliaments. Vikings had laws and regulations governing everything from trade disputes to marital affairs, indicative of a society that valued order and justice. The Viking influence in England was significant, with Northumbria, East Anglia, and other parts of the country under Dane law, where Danish law rather than Anglo-Saxon ruled. The Vikings helped to unite England, not just through conquest, but through integration, diplomacy, and even marriage alliances. Let's not forget their remarkable shipbuilding skills that laid the keel for future maritime engineering. Their iconic longships, with their shallow drafts and symmetrical bows and sterns, allowed for oceanic voyages as well as river navigation, serving as the linchpin in their expansion and exploration success. By now, it's clear that the Vikings defy the basic barbarian trope thrust upon them. They were enlightened raiders who embraced and breathed life into the areas they touched. Sophisticated traders, lawmakers, and stalwarts of culture who stitched their legacy into the tapestry of history. So, were the Vikings civilized? The evidence leans overwhelmingly towards a society that was, in many ways, ahead of its time. They raided, but they also built. They fought, but they also farmed. They conquered, but they also created. And they left us a legacy of language, law, and lore that endures to this day. Thanks for joining us on this voyage back in time. If our saga has captured your curiosity, go ahead and hit that like button with the force of a Viking warrior, and don't forget to subscribe for more historical deep dives. Until our next adventure, stay inquisitive and keep exploring the pages of history. Catch you on the next wave, intrepid explorers!